Aquaman is teased at CinemaCon. Henry Cavill wants another Man of Steel. And Wonder Woman is going to the 80s. Today on DC Movie News.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's DC Movie News.
Oh, Josh,
that just, intro music that just is not even there.
Oh, it's okay.
We have intro music, we have sound bites for segments. There we go. Well, is this our
That's the other thing.
No. Wow.
It's okay. We'll move on.
Batmanthony not here today.
Batmanthony is out of the cave.
Batmanthony has left the cave.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to DC Movie News for today, April 26th.
Yeah.
2018.
Good year.
A lot of people are excited about a little movie coming out today, tomorrow, myself included.
Are you going tonight?
I'm going tonight to see The Infinity, and I've been keeping myself really pure.
It's so good, man.
All right, that's it. That's all I want you to say.
That's all I'm saying.
I've taken myself off Twitter. I haven't had links. I've gone through internet withdrawal, as well as I'm on a juice cleanse right now, like I told you.
Yeah, wow. Those two things at the same time must be hard.
It's weird. I'm tripping.
That's how Bostonians say it.
Hard. I was just in Boston the other day.
I saw that.
I love Boston.
You didn't even hit me up.
Oh, my God. I had the best lobster roll in my life.
So good.
Neptune Oyster Bar.
Yeah.
Spewing food. Hey, everybody. I'm Adam Gertler, and this lovely lady right here is the crown jewel of DC Movie News. Her name is Roxy Stryer.
First time I've ever been called a lovely lady in my life.
Lovely ladies. That was a little Les Mis. We do that. Johnny LaQuasto will be here soon. He's coming in hot from an audition. We'll see how that goes.
He is hot.
He's coming in hot.
And he's coming full of blood because he has a big blood drive this weekend, which will empty all of his blood. Was that a weird way of phrasing that? Probably.
Yeah, full of blood. I mean, most of them are.
He is full of blood.
Most of us are full of blood. I actually saw you and Johnny compete on the Schmodown representing the DC crew.
Yeah, representing the league.
In the free-for-all.
Yeah.
Now, I only watched the first half of it, but spoiler, does Kalinowski show up?
Kalinowski does show up. Kalinowski, I was like, listen, Kalinowski, I'm walking out. Johnny, you want me to walk you out? And he was like, no, I got to go it alone. I was like, you do you, man. You get in that space. You get in that mental space. Ooh. Yeah, and he's great. He's a killer.
He's the killer. Yeah, I think we're going to be competing on DC Movie News again coming up very shortly.
Cool.
Hopefully it's after my juice cleanse because I need brain function.
Oh, it really does affect it. You, like, with the low carb, no carb?
Huh?
Yeah. What? Where are we?
Well, hey guys.
Talking about Infinity War?
Yeah. Okay, but there was some exciting DC movie news this week because CinemaCon happened this week. CinemaCon takes place in Las Vegas, and this is sort of an insider's convention, really. This is for distributors. This is for people who own theaters, I guess, who sell candy at the theaters. Everyone involved in the selling of the movie, in the not making movie side of the movie industry. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I feel like we got more released at CinemaCon this year, though, than WonderCon.
Probably. Oh yeah, definitely.
100%.
Well, because
you gotta get people excited.
CinemaCon, you need these people to buy the stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when you have, if you don't go to have like a multiplex, right, that gets basically every movie, like near me, there's the Vista Theater, right? They'll have one movie at a time, maybe for a couple of weeks. So how they decide what theaters they're going, what movies they're gonna get, they go to CinemaCon and they decide, all right, what is gonna fit my market? What's gonna sell well? So Warner Brothers had to show some stuff. They had to bring some stuff out.
And so they did.
The first thing I want to talk about is something that occurred just today, or a little video that came out. Not a big deal of news, nothing really surprising, but just nice to know that hope is alive. And that is, there was a little video of Mr. Henry Cavill, who plays Clark Kent / Superman in the recent DC films.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Kanye West tweeting at Trump.
No, apparently they're
That's
bros,
not
though.
That's the hope is alive?
They're bros. That's great.
Oh, Henry Cavill, Hope is Alive, I understand now.
Yeah, oh, no. Hope is Alive for a Man of Steel sequel. When Henry Cavill was approached and asked what's going on with the Man of Steel sequel, there's a little bit of video on it. Basically, what he said is, yes, very much. You got the quote?
Yeah.
Good. because I don't got it in front
of me. But I'm just curious because I want to do you proud. What voice was that that we were going for?
Well, I was going to go with his sort of, I'd very much like to do Man of Steel.
Okay, too. I would love to make a Man of Steel too. It all depends on everyone getting the...
He's Cockney now. You're making him, you know...
That's what you had. They're ducks in a row.
What's it going like this? He's got to get a all do Man of Steel.
I'm getting the ducks in a row in the right storytellers being attached. I have a lot of ideas. I've had a lot of discussions with certain people about certain things. In the ideal world, yeah, that would be added to the slate.
Okay, so no news there, except for the fact that Henry Cavill has some ideas.
No news is good news.
Right? I mean, he's like, I think my biceps want to be this big in the next movie. I mean,
like
what are his
one ideas? Inch taller.
What are his ideas? I'd like to know.
I really don't know when people say they have ideas if they actually do. What does that usually mean? Like, I've got ideas could mean I thought about this while I was on the toilet, or yeah. I've got ideas could mean I storyboarded an entire film.
Well, I'll tell you this. We've heard about, you know, the Matthew Vaughn rumors, the rumors about possible Man of Steel. I believe something is developing. I believe announcement will happen. Did you guys talk about last week the Joe Manganiello interview that he did with Chris Hardwick on The Nerdist, where he kind of mentioned, oh, same thing about Deathstroke, pretty mm-hmm. much. But what I found really telling was at the end of that interview, where Manganiello basically said, you know, it was like, I read these articles and people think like, oh, poor Joe. And he's like, I know everything. I'm not allowed to say anything. That to me was more telling than anything. Because just... But the whole demeanor is
but
like...
Some of them, I probably think, don't know as much as Joe does. He is more involved and is a little more successful than some of the other people
well,
that...
Well, the whole idea that the Gareth Evans possibility for a Deathstroke movie was his doing.
Right.
He's the one who reached out. Well, which also further goes to show when Henry Cavill's ideas and Manganiello's looking for movies, it furthers the narrative that DC has no leader over there. Because everyone's like, anyone got it? Who wants to pitch me a movie?
Yeah.
Pitch me a DC movie.
Kathy Yang, you want one? All right. Whatever you got, give it to us. We'll take it. Spielberg? All right. That one makes sense.
Oh, my God. Well, actually, that one was really exciting. You guys talked about that.
Yeah, we did.
That's right. It was a you and Mikey. That was a Moxie show?
Hashtag Moxie show. We fought the whole time.
Did you really?
No. Moxie always bickers.
Oh, Moxie does bicker.
Moxie
okay.
bickers. It's all love.
But one exciting thing.
Speaking of love, just so everybody knows, in case you only stick around for that Jay Quasto love, I think he's about like 2 minutes away. So just updating them on that.
Oh, great. Oh, Jay Quasto will be here soon, guys. Don't run away.
Yeah.
If you were just listening to us and you're like, screw this, Quasto's not here, I'm leaving, hang in there.
Yeah. With all of his blood.
But let's talk Aquaman. So James Wan gets up in front of the CinemaCon thing and he's mm-hmm. like, still don't want to show you guys footage. Not ready yet, but Warner Brothers kind of wanted me to, so here you go. So some footage was shown. Roxy, do you have reports on what people experienced of said footage?
I shall do my best to pull them up as I can with
the internet
with the devices that I have been given.
Well, I will say the general news, folks, and again, very early. We've been here before. Footage is footage, but man, if it don't sound very, very positive.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that.
And if they are going to do a sequel, given how long the effects were taken for Aquaman, they better just like take a couple of months and go right back into it. I don't really know about that.
A couple months?
No, I'm just saying.
I think we give them 36 hours.
Well, you know, there also could be a lot of things where they're developing technology for this Aquaman film in such a way that if they do return to the world of Aquaman, a lot of those things will already be established and you'll have certain technologies in place, one would hope.
Wow, relating this movie to Indiana Jones, Star Wars, and Lord of the Rings, those are
big, high bars.
Big words.
Well, we've heard swashbuckling, undersea, epic. I can't wait till we get a trailer for this one. So when do you think we're actually going to get a trailer?
We've talked about Comic-Con, but that being possibly too late for the initial... I mean, but it's not that far out.
It's not at this point. It doesn't feel that far out. And like Juan is like, why are you rushing?
And so May is right around the corner. What's happening in May that they could do anything with? Anything in May?
I don't know which Warner Brothers releases are when right now.
The lack of internet, I gotta tell you.
Is it hurting you?
Yeah, let's see if I can figure this out, though. Let's see, Adam Gertler. But if it's not in May, I feel like why do it in June if you could just wait till July? Like, I feel like it's either got to be a May or a July situation.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, and if they do show a trailer before that, then at Comic-Con, they'll just show more.
Well, could they release a second trailer at Comic-Con, or is that too early?
That's probably too early, but maybe a Comic-Con exclusive type thing, or some behind-the-scenes kind of things. Once again, we shall play the game. What films will be announced? Will we get this Birds of Prey film officially announced?
What about
the first official tease of Shazam? Because there was Shazam footage shown at CinemaCon 2, but it was apparently just behind-the-scenes footage. So, excuse me, not footage, but behind-the-scenes stuff.
So, Teen Titans Go is in June. Do you think that they'll use that?
Not really the
because
right...
Because not big enough?
No, just not the right audience. That seems weird to do an Aquaman trailer before a movie aimed at a younger audience. Seems
bizarre.
Other
than that, they've got Ocean's 8. They've got Life of the Party, which
is coming
really soon.
Ocean's 8 is in July?
Ocean's 8, it seems, is in May.
It's May. So Ocean's 8 is May. Solo is May.
But that's not...
It's not Warner Brothers, but still...
That's
but still film, big movies. I mean, usually they debut the trailers.
The Meg, that's a big one.
Is the Meg a big one? I mean, oh, she means because the shark is very large, but not that it's going to be.
And in charge, it looks so good.
I actually really like that trailer.
Was wild, yeah.
I had some jumps.
Yeah.
I had some jumps of the Meg.
Yeah, I feel you. Me too. I like the Meg. So maybe one of those.
Awesome.
Rooting for the Meg.
But also, it came out during this whole CinemaCon thing that. Wonder Woman 2 will be set in the 80s.
Yeah. We had talked about for a long time. Initially, we'd gone back and forth. We'd heard the 60s, we'd heard World War II, but mostly what we had heard was the Cold War. We had heard the 80s. That had been something that seemed to stick. But there had been speculation about how we were going to go back again if there was a possibility about there being a Steve Trevor moment in this and how we do that in the 80s, because there was people talking about how he would definitely be in some way, shape, or form reprising his role, which I think we mostly disagreed with on the panel. But 80s are exciting to me. I like the 80s.
I like the 80s, too. They always offer really nice opportunities as far as design,
and
costumes.
Musica.
And if it is some kind of Cold War thing, then that brings in like a sort of espionage angle, you know, where we're going to have an undercover Diana, which is kind of cool.
And maybe that is why she's still been in hiding for all of these years. Like, people don't even know the work she did in the 80s.
You know, that's a good point. A lot of people point out the fact that Gal's comments and other people said, yeah, the whole 100 years thing. They're not going to tie their hands behind their backs because of things said in a continuity that they're sort of abandoning.
Fine with them retconning that. If
right.
They've got to do it.
But you have a really good point that if she is working in a very undercover capacity, it doesn't mean she has to be on the grand scale, right? Or on the grand stage. Age, rather, you know, like, I would not be surprised if Wonder Woman is an undercover operative.
And she's somebody who is not, she doesn't have a huge ego, so it wouldn't be like, I need to get credit for this if she just does the job, gets in, gets out, gets on with life.
But at some point, she's got to put on her armor and her outfit and be Wonder Woman. Not the most subtle attire.
Under
but...
sweatpants and a sweatshirt.
Ooh, that would be interesting. Maybe that might happen.
I'm predicting it early. Give Roxy that credit, though.
Josh, I'm sorry. I'm bouncing around a lot for you, but we neglected to talk about what Jay Oliva said. Jay Oliva, who is the Warner Brothers DC animation director, he's directed lots of the films. He did The Dark Knight Returns. He's done many, many things. And a few years ago, while he was working on the Superman 75th anniversary, by the way, happy 80th to Superman. Action Comics 1000 was a very interesting read. Thank you very much to our boy Daniel Drew for picking me up and Action Comics 1000
was so cool.
While I was in Bethesda opening a doghouse. That was super sweet of you.
Yes.
So Jay Oliva said, like, listen, guys, So the reason he came into contact with Zack Snyder was executive producing the short, which was that brief animated Superman piece. If you haven't seen it, it's awesome. It shows like a Superman going from the 30s to the 2010s, and it's an amazing short little film. But he said while he was working on that, he got to see storyboards for part two of this five-part DC epic, which was Batman v Superman And please.
So here were his tweets. This was the first one. Man of Steel was never meant to have a sequel because it was supposed to be chapter one of a 5-chapter story. Notice how BVS follows exactly after MOS. It looks like book 2 of Harry Potter. Then he tweeted, okay, school's in session. Back in April 2013, before MOS Man of Steel released in June, I was tasked with doing the Superman 75 short. I met with Zach, who was the exec producer on it, and it showed me storyboards of BVS and Batman already in it. And it was a Batman from DKR.
Right.
Dark Knight Rises. So, yeah, pretty much what Adam just said summed up in tweets.
Right. So, clearly, I guess what I take from this is that the first two films were pretty much Zach's plan, and then by the third film, the train had left the station, the plane was crashing into the mountain, shit went crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm curious.
Which is what it is, and we're putting the pieces together.
What do you guys think? I mean, what do people think about this? Because to me, it leaves me conflicted. On one hand, I'm sad that if there was this grand plan, it didn't get to go through. But on the other hand,
what would that have looked like even though?
I mean, well, it would have looked more complete. It would have looked potentially like at least a one story from beginning to end
but
rather than
you,
what happened.
If people don't love something, do you double down, triple down, quadruple down?
You're exactly right, Roxy. And I agree with you. I think that's what you're saying. Is
yeah.
Johnny LaQuasto's in the room, everybody.
That is what I was saying.
Welcome.
Johnny LaQuasto.
Yes, yes, yes.
Twist it, baby. Twist it.
Twisting.
Twist and shout.
I think you're right. I mean, if it's one thing to have a great 5-part plan, but if people aren't buying your 5-part plan,
Sometimes you have to cut and run. Although what Marvel did very well was had not the strongest phase one, but they didn't cut and run, and they had such stronger ones moving forward because they had characters that people like, and people do seem to like the DC characters. Yeah. Not to compare Marvel and DC, that you guys, pisses you guys off, but...
You're absolutely right. And I don't care if it pisses them off. Of course I'm going to compare Marvel and DC. They're the distinguished competition. They're the one and two. They're the Mets and the Yankees, or the Yankees and the Red Sox. I mean, like,
kind
come
of a
on.
Difficult weekend to compare the two as well.
I know. Oh, come on. As Marvel is celebrating their 10 successful years of basically keeling it for 10 years, and we're here waiting for, you know, DC to
Godot.
Really, to kind of, to go.
Godot.
We're waiting for Godot.
We are waiting
so
for Godot.
So what have I missed so
Godot.
Far? I'm going to get to the whole order here. It looks like we're
do
talking
Man of
Steel.
Do you get internet right now?
Believe it or not, yes.
Of course he does. Well, basically, we're just talking about Jay Oliva talking about the plan. We kind of went out of order. We talked a little bit about Wonder Woman in the 80s because that was kind of CinemaCon stuff.
Maybe let's talk about Josh Brolin.
Okay.
Because he's a good dude.
Did we already hit Man of Steel part 1 of 5?
Yep.
Yes, oh, that's what we were talking about right now.
Very
I mean, and I guess
Why
the thing
you
is...
say about it?
I'm sure you guys have pretty much already covered it.
Well, I think the people that really are pissed that it didn't happen like that are the people that are huge fans of Man of Steel and BVS, like Mike Kalinowski. Like, I imagine he's probably pissed about hearing something like that, because whatever you think of Batman v Superman, it was Zach's vision. Or maybe it even wasn't. I mean, based on the theatrical cut versus the extended cut, and then Justice League certainly wasn't Zach's vision. But you're right, it wasn't striking a chord with audiences, so they had to move on.
And interesting how they're saying BVS was essentially the follow-up.
Right. I guess what Jay was saying is, like, it was never meant to be Man of Steel and Superman Part 2 and Batman Part 2. It was all meant to be 1 5-part story going to BVS, going into Justice League Part 1, Justice League Part 2, and then there was a mystery fifth film. And so maybe as Zack Snyder is so want to bring people in on Vero, now that this is all not happening, I would be surprised if we didn't find out where it was going, to the chagrin of fanboys all over and fangirls that are going to be so upset at what they didn't get. Like, you know, the epic doomsday battle that was going to happen, or the epic, apocalypse battle that would happen.
Yeah.
On Apocalypse.
It's not going to be five parts anymore. Now it's just kind of, let's see what we can do, you know?
Oh my gosh, I hate when Johnny's internet crushes mine. I just pulled up
it's
the link.
It's weird because
so
mine never
him.
Works here. I don't understand what's going on. I apologize.
Yeah, you're having more internet troubles than any of us.
Yeah. Yes. Well, but it's good that we have him so we can talk about Josh Brolin.
Okay, so Josh Brolin, while he's in 2-for-1 Marvel movies, he's appearing in Deadpools, he's appearing as Thanos's. We had him once as Jonah Hex, and there was a world in which Josh Brolin may have been Batman.
Yes.
Back in 2013.
Slay Queen.
He was up for it. Possibly up for it amongst a number of actors.
Johnny, what did he say about it?
His quote is, "We indirectly talked about it, but we never got to that point because I wasn't the guy for him. I'm really glad it didn't happen. I haven't thought twice about it."
Him being Snyder.
Oh, for Snyder.
Yes.
Yeah.
Him being Snyder.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. I picture a world in which he was the guy for Snyder, and I try to picture it, and I can't see it. I can't see him and Snyder creating.
Snyder is such a visual guy. He likes his comic book guys to look like their comic book guys, and I think he was part aside from like Ben's star power and everything else, and his chops as an actor. He looks the part so much. You know, Henry looks the part. It would be,
yes.
Batman would be really small compared to Superman physically. It would be interesting.
But get this. This goes back to an article in 2013. It has a list of actors up for Batman being considered. You got Josh Brolin, Ryan Gosling, Matthew Good, Joe Manganiello, Richard Armitage, and Max Martini. Who's missing from that list is the guy who became Batman.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See,
I know. Everybody says it's Zach's choice, but I really think he's Warner Brothers' boy. I think Warner Brothers wanted Affleck.
You really do?
I do. I do.
Well, it's a smart horse to back for them.
Yeah. And he's, like, directing movies from them, and he's going to be our Batman. Yeah. They're, like, old-school studio system. Come on and just be our boy. But Brolin's career has been killing it. I mean, the guy just gets better and better, and he's doing more and more great stuff.
He also had a quote about Affleck as well. If you want to hear it,
please.
I've never seen such a global reaction in my life. I feel for
this
him
was
truly.
About this was about
Sadfleck.
Yes.
Yeah, the Batfleck, whatever you want to call it.
The outrage and sure. People like not wanting him anymore. Go ahead.
He said the reaction becomes so personal. It's like, F this guy. I wish he was dead. And you're like, what, dude? Seriously? This guy is just working like you are. He's doing the same thing you are. He's trying to make the best choices he can. I want him to kick ass, and I want everyone to love it and eat their words. So.
I like that he said that. I like when people stick up for each other like that. I doubt that they're even friends or no. I don't know if they have any relationship, but like it has been sad the way that everything's gone down with Ben Affleck.
I hope everybody's getting, I'm not getting superhero fatigue. I'm getting vitriol fatigue, you know, getting hate fatigue.
Yeah.
It's the internet, man.
It's just, it's exhaustive. Everybody's saying the same thing, you know, it's just how it is. Unfortunately, it's the people that maybe don't have as much going on that just want to rail against the world. You know, but people that do have, you know, you see Ben Affleck in his mansion, and like you think you're entitled to attack the person personally because you think he has so much and everything's given to you, and like all I have is Batman, and like you're ruining it, you're ruining my childhood, and you need to get help,
well,
my friend.
Look, let's be honest, we see it even on a way smaller scale when you see some of the reactions to the Schmodown and how much negativity is even said on that. It's like, yo, calm down, we're just having a good time, and you guys are supposed to have a good time.
We talked about you kicking booty on Schmodown, just being great, Johnny.
Yeah, you were really good.
I got past one round.
Dude, I wouldn't have answered those questions. I wouldn't have done as well. And the round that you went in, where you were, like, you did great. And then it was fun to watch you.
Then I fully embarrassed myself by saying it was Martin Scorsese when it was some other famous director that was obvious. Like, that answer was so bad on my part, I heard everyone in the other room audibly get angry at me.
No, it wasn't obvious. What was that? I think you were not the only person
that
got
that
one.
It felt good to get a couple right, and it was fun, and I had Roxy there, and that was awesome.
I feel good.
You know.
You know, where we have been really consistent. Oh, I'm sorry. What was the Jonah Hex comment that Brolin was saying? Speaking of hate.
It was more just on not being bad. Oh, he said that, I guess it almost, we almost had,
I'm finding it right now.
He wanted Chan-Wook Park to actually direct the film.
Oh.
But that did not happen. He was on the verge of saying yes. I think it would have turned out closer to my intention. But yeah.
You know what's crazy about that? Jonah Hex gets made today with the same actor. Totally different film. It was just before the landscape of superhero films and comic book films was where it was.
Yeah.
Because
it did suffer from timing.
Just looking at that picture of seeing him, he'd be great. The guy, I mean, he's in No Country for Old Men, which is like a great sort of Western, modern neo-Western, one of my all-time favorite films. Like the guy, he's
really?
Got that. Oh, yeah. No Country? Oh, I love it. I love it.
The character's so great.
One best picture in it.
I think so. Yeah, that year, There Will Be Blood and No Country came out. It was one of those like
I think a No Country one.
Magic years, magic years.
And Jonah Hex, the character is so awesome. I would love to see it brought back at some point.
Well, just check out Legends of Tomorrow.
Yeah, it's going to be on Legends.
Yeah.
But you know where DC has been killing it consistently, beside the comics, animation.
Yeah.
And we are.
You were going to say TV. I was like, here, make my dreams come sooner.
We're not going there that quick. We'll get to you.
I just like TV.
But you know what can be put on your TV?
Mm-hmm. I like that segue.
Direct to Blu-ray videos, such as Batman Ninja.
Yeah.
People are going crazy over Batman Ninja.
It looks awesome. Let's take a look right now at 2 minutes of Batman Ninja.
Batman Ninja.
Thank you, Batman.
What's happening?
Would you rather be a ninja or Batman?
Oh, my God. I think...
Huh. I'd rather be a ninja with a better family history than Batman.
Yeah, that's true. If you sign up for being Batman, you're straight up just being like, okay.
Way less scarring.
But Batman is kind of a ninja, too.
Yeah, but he is, but he's had a past.
Yeah, I don't want
that.
Maybe
the ninjas had a really happy life.
You think you've heard every Batman story?
I don't want that emotional scarring.
I promise you haven't. I wouldn't have believed it myself if I hadn't seen it with my own eyes.
Is this Ivy?
I love this VO. Curiosity. It's like a sultry voice. Killed
this cat.
Shut it down, Grime.
I love that. I love the setup.
No, I'm too close. Will not interfere with my experiment this time, Batman!
They know.
And she said, killed this cat. You don't think it was Selina?
Oh, yeah. I guess it was
Catwoman,
Selina.
Catwoman, don't!
Feels like he's running very slow.
Yeah. Is he about to...
We're about, what's so cool about this is not like an else. It's not that Elseworlds in the same way that Arkham Knight is. It's a time travel story.
Yes. I was just gonna say, is he about the time travel?
Yeah.
It looks like he is.
So like he goes back to feudal Japan, I believe.
Whoa.
As many of us do. On our lunch break.
Why do you think I'm late?
You were in feudal Japan?
Mm-hmm.
I always
How
hate when
it?
People that it have time machines are late. You're screwing up your one job you have with your time machine.
Just show up. Talk about
He just shows up and like...
What happened?
Wow.
Is this Cranston? Who's doing the voice?
No
yeah,
idea.
Yeah, I thought so actually, but let me look.
Who's doing the Batman voice?
Oh, here we go. Roger Craig Smith.
Oh, yeah.
And then Tara Strong as Harley Quinn and Poison Ivy. Good God.
Oh, good news.
Tara Strong.
She's something else.
Yeah.
Strong.
She liked one of my tweets a few weeks ago.
Tony Hale as the Joker.
Oh, my God. Speaking of like tweets, did you see Jim Lee liked one of my tweets?
No.
I know. Jim Lee liked a tweet. He drew a picture of Thing. And I was like, Jim Lee, you got your Thing is real nice. Real nice. And then he tweeted
so
back
good.
And he responded. He's like, Adam, some things are better left unsaid.
You do realize we might get him on the show.
I know!
Elena Jordan almost had him.
Elena is working on it, so hopefully
I'm obsessed with that interaction.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was awesome. But honestly, the picture of Thing was fire. I mean, it was so good.
That's
and it really
awesome.
Made me hungry for... Thing has always been one of my favorite characters.
So, y'all already discussed Wonder Woman being in the 80s.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, man. I think that's really cool.
Well, okay, please comment on it. Feel free.
Well... Was this something we've already known for quite
some
time?
It's been rumored for a long time.
Kind of. We've talked about it before.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been rumored for a long time, but we were also talking
what
about
one
the,
song
the
do
Chris
you want
Pine
to play,
thing.
Johnny?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess it makes perfect sense for Cheetah with her character taking place in the
80s. Oh, just the leopard print?
Yeah. I think style-wise.
So, like, Kristen Wiig could just be wearing leopard print, and then she gets mutated into a cheetah or... Cheetah Prince, I'm sorry.
Is she going to fight the Cold War? Are we going at the Soviets?
That's
that
what we were just talking
My
about.
My pitch was that she's undercover spy of some kind.
I feel like we had a joint pitch there.
Was that a joint pitch?
Kind of.
Okay, it's well, that's where we're going.
Wow.
We can get 50-50 writers
credit for
it.
Yeah. Johnny, you get to pick one song that plays in Wonder Woman from the 80s. What is it?
Ooh, boy.
You only have a decade to choose from.
Yeah, one song, Wonder Woman. I think at one point, if they do add a little bit of humor into it, I think She Blinded Me with Science by Thomas Dolby could actually fit.
Oh, nice.
Josh, pull it up, my friend.
Nice.
If Wonder Woman's kicking ass, it could just be one of those things where it's like, she blinded me with science, you know, and then just everyone's
Who
like,
sings it?
Thomas Dolby. Yeah, you can tell
Johnny LaQuasto's.
You can tell Josh.
You know that song too?
Man.
Yeah, you don't know it?
I don't know. I'm sure I'll know
You'll
know it. Oh, God, yeah.
You'll know it.
Roxy knows her.
You will know. You
I
shall
will say
know.
This. It's gonna be. I loved the first one and the time period that it was. It's gonna be hard for me to like the 80s more, but I'm excited for it. This one.
Oh yeah, this makes sense.
Yeah.
Sure. I can see this fitting right in there.
As Cheetah comes out, bleeding from her eyeball.
But this is when we meet Kristen Wiig's character.
Yeah, this could add. If there isn't any humor in the film, you could throw a little.
I love it, Johnny.
Thomas Dolby in there, you know.
Zeno Hour says, living on a prayer. Noel NN in the chat says, ice, ice, baby.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. Oh, that's if it's a Cold War.
Work.
Cold War, ice, ice, baby.
I want the song to open with Diana in Thailand and One Night in Bangkok playing.
That works.
That's a great peppy song. I just keep hearing that. And like, it's in the Doghouse playlist a lot, so... Oh. It's just like, One Night in Bangkok.
Senior Nerd says, Tainted Love. I remember that used to play on Port Charles, the soap opera that I watched.
Port Charles.
Tainted Love.
Wow. That's something else.
Nice. I like this.
I love our background music.
You want to... This is silly.
Should we move forward?
It's a slow news week. Obviously, we got Infinity coming out and whatnot. Someone really decided to look very deeply into one small frame of Justice League.
Dave looked, this is funny.
Dave looked real close, though.
I mean, here's my question, though. How do you, when you're putting this film together, how do you let that slip? You're born in 2010?
I don't know if it's a slip.
Really?
You think maybe he was born in 1910 and actually got his powers like 100 years earlier and was using the Speed Force to time travel forward, but he got amnesia and didn't realize that he had those powers?
Yes.
Oh.
But don't forget, the ID, it says, expires on November, 18th, 2018. So, he's a young, young man, is the Flash.
But he was born on 2010.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I feel like, I don't know. Maybe he made it. He BS'd it. I don't know.
He's too early. He's way too early.
Yeah,
he's too soon. He's too soon.
Too soon.
Reboot. Reboot. That's it. That license messed up. But
ooh, we've got a lot of great songs.
What about the Matt Reeves business? People, Matt Reeves still talking about Batman.
Yeah. I mean, it's happening.
He just tweeted out his... People have been asking him, what are your favorite comics? What are your favorite Batman comics? What are they? And he went on to say, there are many. I love Year One. I have that next to my nightstand just so you guys know at all times.
Oh, that's great.
I love Year One. The Long Halloween, Dark Victory, Ego, many others.
So I didn't know what Ego was and I looked it up. And it's the guy that did the... he just passed away too. Darwin Cook.
Oh.
Like Darwin Cook wrote it. So it's all that got a very like old timey like art and feel. That looks really awesome. I never heard of it before.
He says, after many others, he says Neil Adams is awesome.
Also classic 70s. Very bizarre. Well, Neil Adams is was an artist, I think, but has also done some writing, I think. Am I wrong? I could be. I'm sorry, guys.
Chat
juice cleanse.
Correct us if you are.
Juice cleanse.
Blame everything on that at all time. And the rest of the tweet continues. Love the original Cane and Finger. I could go on. And then the most important part, puts an emoji smiley face, which is...
What,
important.
The cane finger?
No, it's just an emoji smiley face.
Oh, that's just what he finished.
It's a smiley, yeah.
I definitely think we're going to have a really nice gritty feel. Gritty.
Dark and gritty?
I'd like it to
is
be
it
dark gonna
be
and gritty.
Is it going to be dark and gritty,
dark
Adam?
Dark and gritty.
I think that's about the only option there is.
I mean, but with Matt Reeves, you know, at first I was thinking like, oh, this is not going to be a CGI-heavy Batman film. But then I'm like, this is the guy that just directed some of the best CGI-filled movies in the Apes film. So like, if you're going to put Clayface in a film,
God, those movies
give
were
it to
so
Matt Reeves.
Good.
Mm-hmm. I think they're so good.
God, they're so good.
I was talking to the other day and was like, for me, it's not even a question. Like, I actively don't like the original Planet of the Apes films.
Oh, I love them.
People could not even believe I was saying that. I'm like, there's no question.
Them.
I hate them all.
I'm so mad at you.
I like the original with Charlton Heston. It's
you're talking
okay.
Way back in the day ones.
Yeah, and then Tim Burton ruined my childhood by just like breaking his streak. I thought Tim Burton only made incredible movies, and then I saw that Apes film and like it all ended there. So I don't know, but I can't wait for Matt Reeves' update. Do you think we'll get one at Comic-Con?
I think we're so far out. Not from Comic-Con, but from Matt Reeves.
I think between Aquaman trailer and between something probably teaserish with Shazam, I doubt we're going to get a Batman.
We're so far out from it. I mean, so far out.
From Batman?
Yes.
Or Comic-Cons.
Not Comic-Cons.
Probably going to start shooting next year.
What's your housing situation for this year?
What do you mean?
We can talk off air.
Oh, for like Comic-Con?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I have nothing yet.
It's so messed up this year.
Really wow. Hard?
Oh!
Why is that?
Just the lottery is brutal.
Yeah.
A little insider baseball right now.
I don't even
Maybe
know.
Maybe you guys at home agree.
If I have a way to get in again, I probably don't. We'll see how it goes.
Don't really care. to been there, done it a couple of times. I'd be happy to go back. But if I'm not working, if I don't have like the in and the juice, not dealing with it.
Is the in and the juice similar to the gin and juice?
Well, if I have the in and the juice, I'll be drinking the gin and the juice.
Yep.
Sipping
but, like,
on.
I'm not gonna go and fight the crowds, and not anything against that. It's like I've done it enough before. Let somebody else get in there.
It's a lot. It's even when you do have a kind of a hookup, it's still a lot to handle down there. And you know, it's it'd be great if we can get our show in there somehow.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It hasn't happened yet.
But finally, in the world of movie news, we did want to talk about Joss Whedon.
Mr. Whedon himself.
Mr. Whedon opened up a little bit more about his leaving Batgirl.
I got you. Here's what he said. I don't know which parts people didn't like, but I went and reread the script after I heard there was a backlash. I think it's great. And people say that it's not woke enough. Mm-hmm. I think they're not looking at the big picture. It's easy to take one phrase out of context. That is not referring to his Batgirl script. That was referring to his Wonder Woman script. Just so
right,
you know.
Okay,
he wrote a pitch in 2006.
Oh, sorry, on his unmade Wonder Woman script. I'm sorry, I was conflating that with when he opened up about Batgirl. But yes, okay.
He wrote a pitch back in 2006.
Right, which was notoriously bad. And did you guys talk last week about what he said about Batgirl?
What did he say? Probably.
Well, he just kind of opened up more about the fact that we was like, it wasn't that I didn't have a story. It's just that a lot has happened between then. He was really inferring that with everything that has happened with Weinstein and Me Too and the landscape of the world changing on top of the things that have been alluded probably about his own personal life, the message was clear to me that he was not the guy to make that film. Mm. And his story was perhaps not the right story.
Interesting.
And it was only a little bit after he like pulled out that a female creator was placed on the job. So I don't know. I don't know if we're going to see Joss Whedon coming around to the DC world anytime soon. But
the other thing he said about the Wonder Woman script, because he was addressing the criticisms that his script wasn't as empowering as the one that was used in Wonder Woman, is not that I was the most woke individual who ever lived 10 years ago, but I was in there swinging and the movie has integrity.
I mean, at this point, comparing to what Patty Jenkins did, it's not going to happen. You know what I mean? Like, she made it as empowering as possible.
But it's a script. Right. Shame about the script.
But I've never read the script. Have you read the script? Mm-mm. I know people have read it. It's out there. Mm-mm. People give it hell. But I haven't read it. But anyway, it's time.
He doesn't know.
He has no idea.
Josh.
We're teeing you up for the
it's time
TV
for
time
TV
theme,
time.
And you have no idea what's going on.
There we go.
It's time for
Josh on point.
That is so true, and he also is just like continuing to crush Doghouse, follow the wind. I was craving Doghouse so badly this week. Oh my God, I don't know why I couldn't get myself over there.
What are you doing in Maryland, by the way?
We just opened one in Bethesda, Maryland.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's where Daniel Drew came.
Yeah, Fang came out. Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about TV time stuff. There, as the season is coming to a close, there is not as much news on casting and whatnot, obviously, because we're not casting shows. But we are done with Black Lightning now, officially. We are done with Legends officially for the year, which means we have Flash, Supergirl. We're done with Gotham, I believe, as well. So we've got Flash, we've got Supergirl, Arrow, which airs Thursday nights, so that would be tonight, and Lucifer. Of those three shows, I will say that I think that of those four shows, I would say three of the four are killing it, Arrow being the one that just has lost me. Mm-hmm. I still watch, but gosh. Flash was really, really strong this week. Same thing with Supergirl. Lucifer's my favorite.
Wow.
One of these days. Oh, and iZombie, too. I really like iZombie. But
have they made a decision about iZombie coming back yet?
Yep. It's getting picked up.
It's getting picked up.
They all got picked up. Legends got picked up. Flash, Arrow. They all got picked up. iZombie. I think so.
Okay.
I could be lying, but I'm pretty positive.
And we should get some Titans news soon. That's one thing I bet at Comic-Con. I bet people will have seen Titans.
Yeah, maybe.
That Titans pilot, I bet, is going to be going around Comic-Con.
Yeah, that would be something that I would be interested in partaking in.
Yeah. Partaking in?
Yeah. I just would like to.
Oh.
I'm just putting it out there in case anybody's listening.
Okay, just putting it out there.
So thank you, Xavier Jones, in the chat, who says Gotham returns next week.
Cool.
And that they're just taking a break. I was surprised with some of the moves that Lucifer made this week, because we've got this whole Cain storyline. I've told you guys about Cain and Abel, but just Cain.
Sure.
Wow, it gets really dark on that show.
Well, I would hope
like
so.
Like, gouge your eyes out dark.
It's about the devil.
Yeah.
It needs to be dark.
I mean,
network.
I watched the pilot, and he was very charming, and it was kind of lighthearted. But
yes,
at some point, I'm pleasantly surprised it's going so strong, because when I first saw the pilot, I was like, I don't know how this is going to survive. And yet here they are pretty deep in season two, right?
Yeah.
So, hey.
Two or three?
Three, I think.
It's three.
Yeah.
Season three.
What?
I think we're in three. Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
It's so hard to remember anymore.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. And Scott Patterson says that he adores Krypton. That one lost me real quick.
Did it really?
I'm going to get back into it. I know Bat Manthony does the show for AfterBuzz TV.
I watched the first two on Krypton. And
I watched the first two. I've just been
on the road for 2 weeks. So yeah. I have a bunch of cluster shows that I need to just start like binging. And Krypton has like the least. I've got like three to watch. So I want to do that. But like, you know, Legion has been killing it so much. Like that's... I mean,
I watched
Legion
the pilot
is so
of,
good. Did you watch? So good. Did you watch this week's?
I watched the Krypton pilot, and I dug it. I thought it was cool. And,
yeah,
it's
you know,
fine.
And when the doctor showed up, I thought that was neat and everything. But there's so much TV.
Yeah, there is a lot. The Dork Knight 23. This is not TV related.
What up, Joe?
Anymore,
hey, the Dork Knight.
Says, anyone from DC movie news fans going to the blood drive at Children's Hospital in Los Angeles? There's some spots left if you're in the LA area. Johnny?
That's my boy Joey Colon, the Dork Knight, also a very talented barber and hairstylist, and he will be donating blood this weekend. Yeah.
Nice. Guys, get out there and do it, please. What else? What else is happening in the world of DC?
I mean,
TV.
Somebody is saying that we've got to talk about Shazam casting news. So,
Oh right, yeah, there was a couple of other actors added to the Shazam cast that people are rumored to believe the Marvel family. And to get back to that, what Sandberg
Adam
said,
Brody and Ross Butler might join the cast is the most recent update that I've got here.
And we didn't talk about the fact that David F. Sandberg talked about the lighter, family-friendly DC tone that they were establishing with Shazam.
Keep forgetting about Shazam, even though we talk about it every week. It just keeps slipping my mind.
And we know that, but Sandberg got up at CinemaCon when they showed the behind-the-scenes footage, and they were saying they were establishing this family-friendly Shazam, which is, you know, part of the reason maybe it's under New Line. But listen, we all know that's the way it's going, and I hope it's going to be a great one. It could be family friendly and be awesome. Speaking of which, have you seen Lost in Space on Netflix?
No, I haven't
yet.
People
have been raving about it.
I'm going nuts over it. Wow. I'm straight binging it. Like, I never watched the original. It's so good. It looks cinematic.
What decade are we? Was it 80s?
I think 50s,
no,
60s.
No, before 60s,
way
I think,
before.
Yeah.
Lost in Space. That's all
very
I know.
Long.
Maybe, yeah. Well, anyway.
Right when I was coming out of the womb.
So, question. You've already seen in the 50s?
Yep.
Wow, you're aging so well.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
you're really good.
Thank you so much.
So
you've seen, we have a couple extra minutes. You've seen Infinity
War. We talked
War.
About
no,
it.
No, we're not going to talk about Infinity War.
You've seen it too?
No, I have
we
not.
Have no extra minutes.
I'm going in a few hours and I've managed to keep myself pure.
Okay, get us out of here.
Can I say this?
I'd really like to stop you from saying anything.
I didn't see anything.
Okay.
I was
going to
say, I watched the Venom trailer.
Okay.
And I'll say this.
What show are you on?
Yeah.
I don't know. We're done with, I don't know. What else is there to talk about in DC?
Just wrap the show,
right,
my man.
What did you want to say? What did you want to say about Venom?
Am I the only person that thinks Tom Hardy struggles with a lot of dialogue?
I love him.
I think that's why Mad Max was so good.
Honestly, my girlfriend, when she sees Tom Hardy on the screen, she makes audible noises.
I believe
that I'm not
him more as Venom than I do as a reporter.
Is it like, ugh,
no, no, she's like,
It's just, I watch the trailer when I hear him go, I'm a reporter. No, you're
not. Like, that's not okay.
I don't believe you as a reporter at all.
What do you mean? Reporters don't have to talk. He's a writer. He's not a speaker. He's not an anchor.
Okay. All right.
That's who he should be. He just writes.
I'm a reporter. I do a lot of push-ups, too.
He does a lot of push-ups.
That's fine.
Anyway,
what's the noise for?
Can't wait to be done from him. Yeah,
doing?
That's like, that's
I'm
Laura,
being his
my girlfriend, when I'm, whenever Tom Hardy's on screen. Stop it.
Tom,
I'm right here.
Okay, Adam, can you sign us off?
Yeah, it's
hey
a slow,
everybody.
Slow week, huh?
It's been great. It was good. Well, it was felt slow because you were here. Hey, slow down. Not yet. Everybody, put yourself over. Johnny LaQuasto, where can people find you?
Thanks, Adam.
Sure.
At Jay Quasto, the Blood Drive. If you're in the Greater Los Angeles area tomorrow and Saturday, you could sign up. We still have appointments left. We'd love to see you. Give blood, save a life. And also, I'm in San Diego Friday night. I have a show at the Tipsy Crow. If you're in San Diego, I'll tell you how to get tickets. And then next week, I'm in Sacramento Thursday, Friday at the Punchline. And then the Peppermill Casino in Reno and on Saturday. And then Cobb's Comedy Club in San Francisco on Sunday.
Reno's an interesting spot, my man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, there's some unique humans there.
I've heard. I've heard.
I'm excited for you. I'm Roxy Stryer. You can find me everywhere at Roxy Stryer. Also, if you want to hear more about my TV breakdowns for not just DC, but also Marvel, so that's where we get to talk Legion.
Yeah.
Then join us on Only Stupid Answers every Friday.
Oh, are you part of the squad now?
Squad.
Like every week?
Is that here?
No. That's the name of the network is Only Stupid Answers.
Oh, cool.
Where we do our superhero TV showdown, and we talk about all of the Marvel, DC TV shows, which is awesome, with Sam Basher and DJ Wooldridge, who actually came and guested on a DC Movie News episode. My overalls are coming off.
I messaged Sam last week when y'all were gone, unfortunately he couldn't do it. But yeah.
Hey, guys. I apologize. I was a little out of it today. I'm on a juice cleanse. I'm not quite functioning properly. But please join me on FX this Sunday, I believe, for Superhero Sunday. We're going to be showing a bunch of Marvel movies, and I'm doing a little bit to tie that together. And then on May 27th, we can announce officially, I'm going to be on Food Network's Comeback Kitchen. I'm going to be making my comeback. I was on Food Network Star 10 years ago.
Whoa.
And I'm going for the 10-year comeback to come back and finish what I started. We'll see you next time on DC Movie News.
Can't wait.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principals.